all experience. All experience is Ishvara. Karmas that are your prarabdha karma that are fructifying in the form of this life are Ishvara. The karmas that cause or bring about this life have already been done. This life is the result of those karmas, punya and papa. This fructifying punya and papa is part of Ishvara's order. I can pray to neutralize papa karmas. Pray to remove some of the sting. But the one who is praying, the prayer, and the karma pala of the prayer along with the fructifying karmas, all are Ishvara. That recognition of Ishvara and Namaskar, my pranams, gives an objectivity that releases me from the web of pain, I can create around the difficult karmas. Abiding in the changelessness of my own being. I do what I can to do what is helpful. To myself and others. That objectivity is easier when I realize that this play of punya and papa is the samsara that causes suffering for all beings. The jnani knowing myself. Self and known Ishwar. Can accept this suffering without adding to it. As opposed to creating a web of suffering around the suffering. I am the Ananda. Which is present to the suffering, which is part of Ishwar. And I am the Ananda, which is present to the joy, but is also a manifestation of Ishwar. I accept both as part of Ishwar's order. Which I experience in the unfoldment of the flower of the karma. Free and changeless. Asangraha. Untouched. By the unfoldment of this punya in papa. Accept it for what it is.